This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, it's day 114. Recording this podcast early in case you're doing the math. But 114 days, still no word from Rhapsody. I just want to clarify that this is not a stunt for the algorithm. I really would love to speak to you, Rap. I don't know what else to really say about it right now. I'm a little emotional.
What is TWS Podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS Podcast?
When's ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
When you listening to my bars, nothing but the F-I-R-E coming out your iPod. We come up in a place, chicks' heads start spinning like motherfucking white walls. Got your mother sucking my balls while we fuck each other, we punch each other in the eyeballs. And I never say I'm sorry. The 5'9 and a 5'0, so we spit with an intensity to shut shit down in the industry. Two different entities with a propensity to put these NUTs up inside of your fucking
mouth. Oh shit. Stop it. Yo. Welcome to the CD.
What's up? Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. I want to thank you, first and foremost, for giving me a little time in your day to talk my shit, have a conversation with my good friend. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and that's much appreciated. So to jump this one off, got a special guest. I'm going to take the theme from the intro music. We're doing Bad Meets Evil today. I don't know who's who. We'll figure that out. But the homie MF is with me today. What's going on with you, man?
Hola. Me llamo Alexander MF. Mucho gusto. I'm doing well.
You trying to get me to say something racist.
Oh, come on, bro. Dale don dale. Si lo va a hacerlo. Si lo habla, pues habla. I'm just messing with you, dude. It's cool. We can keep it all English. We can keep it out American, North American English.
I'm trying. I need to expand my listenership anyway.
Bueno, a mi gente, vamos a escuchar más del podcast de ¿Cuál es el TWS? El White Pants Society.
I feel like you're talking shit about me, and I don't know what you're saying. Like,
bro, I just laid you a Latino promotion. That's all that was. That was like Sábado Gigante. Este sábado.
All right, I got some Telemundo action going now.
That's it. What is TWS?
Explain that to me. Like,
what you want to know?
These are English letters. Why do you have to say them with an accent? Like, why do you have to?
Because if I'm a Spanish dude, then I have an accent.
Okay.
What is TWS? Yeah. Did you know that's funny? Like, when you speak Spanish and then you learn to speak English, your CH sounds turned into a SH and your SH sounds turned into a CH. For example, we're going to church. Put on your shoes, son. We're going to church. Put on your juice, son. How do I know? Because my family's all Latino, and that's how I know.
You said it. I didn't.
Do I have the card?
You got that card. I got my card. We got two separate cards. One day we'll swap or something. I don't know. No, I don't.
Hey, I just learned this. Let's kick the tires and light the fires. We don't have that card, though.
I'm going to do something. I feel like I need to do this, and I got you here, so I got an excuse.
So you got some firm support?
Yeah. I was a part of an extremely racist moment not too long ago, right?
Were you the racist?
I was not. I was the one that was caught off guard. Like, it caught me completely off guard.
You were having a conversation with somebody you know?
So I was in like a meeting sort of
situation. Business? Work?
Kind of business. Ooh. You know, in the community.
Off the clock business?
In the community that we're in.
Yeah, okay.
Dealing with some... Not that kind of meeting, but like dealing with some that business. Kind of business. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it got to a point, we had a little pause in the meeting and it seemed very tense in the room. And you know how I am. You know how I am when it comes to like tense situations. Like I have to do something.
You gotta say something.
I have to do something to try to alleviate the tension. So I asked, like, anybody know a joke? Somebody raised their hand. They're like, I got one. And here's the joke, MF. Why don't Mexicans barbecue?
I have no clue.
Because the beans fall through the grill.
Yep, that's
It came out of nowhere, though. It came out
so simple. It's funny though.
It came out of nowhere, though. I just thought somebody was gonna tell a joke. I was just asking for something to ease the tension. I didn't know we was gonna go there. That's how quickly shit can be racist. Like,
yep. What do you call a Mexican guy with rubber toes?
Do I want to do this?
Roberto. Pa todo mi gente latino, yo soy latino también, no te apure. But I don't think that makes it okay. And really, I think the reason that it makes it not okay is just because somebody said it wasn't okay on the cool. Like, I don't know. Deep into that conversation.
I mean, you know how I feel.
I don't even want to get into those conversations.
We're not getting into that conversation. All right, we don't have to have that
conversation. Nah,
right,
nah.
Let's start.
Because I think we're both going to be evil if we do that.
Okay. All right. So let's start.
To the opposing listening parties.
Let's start with that.
And fuck those bitches.
I'm a little bit country. You're a little bit rock and roll. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's the intro song is Royce da 5'9" and Eminem. Bad Meets Evil is what they go by.
That's the name of the group.
Well, yeah, when they that's do the stuff name. Together, they call each other. They call it Bad Meets Evil. Bad Meets Evil.
Hey, but isn't that the same thing?
Bad and Evil.
Yeah,
it's the same thing, but different. It's sort of like I think we are very similar, but different. You would need to identify as different.
You and I.
I think we're more alike than sometimes even you would admit. You're like my brother from another Latino mother. No,
I'm your brother from another madre. I'm your hermano from another mama.
I used to do that. If I was in a conversation with somebody's speaking Spanish and I didn't understand what they're saying and I thought they were saying something about me, I'd be like, su madre.
Your mama.
Whatever you said.
Yo mama.
Su madre. That's the ultimate comeback, your mama. Unless their mother's passed and then it's assholish.
You know, so that's how I would get everybody back when they'd be like, your mama. These people that didn't know me, your mama. And Scott would be like, man, my mom just died 2 months ago, bro. Yeah. Did you hear the tone, though? Did you hear the tone?
You got it.
You know what I mean? Add the face to it. Man, that's messed up, bro. My mom just died 2 months ago.
Fuck you say to me? That's what you got.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah.
That's my
You don't know shit. What people are going through.
That's my new shit. Fuck you say to me?
The fuck you say to me?
My other favorite phrase these days is full disclosure. I've been using that a lot.
Jesus Christ.
I start a lot of
statements. Let me tell you this. I hope she doesn't hear this ever.
Uh-oh.
Just know that I valued your class that day. Just know that I thought you were the greatest thing that I'd met since being on probation.
Nobody listens to this shit. Don't worry about it.
People do listen to it. Have you ever heard somebody make use of something like so on and so forth? At the end of every sentence.
Every sentence.
At the end of every sentence.
Yeah.
It doesn't even fit.
I got a boss that says kinda all the time. Everything is because kinda. You know, it's like, dude, like, be.
When I moved to Austin, I noticed that a lot of people said like all the time.
I do it.
Nah.
Nah.
Nope. Hey, on a side note, did you know that brunch implies there is a potential existence of at least 11 other meal combinations?
I don't know where you get this shit. Like, I see you looking at a screen. Like, what the fuck did you look up that
math?
That gave
it was
you...
math. My brain put this together. So breakfast and lunch equal brunch, right?
Right.
But what about lunch and breakfast? That's called lunch. That's called lunfist. What about a breakfast and dinner combination? We call that brinner. How about a supper and lunch combination? We'll call that sunch. What about dunch? Ain't nobody want no dunch. What about some linner? How about some dinfast? How about some lupper? How about some sinner? How about that brupper? Don't forget about that brupper. Y'all know what that is? That's that breakfast supper. That's when you have like bacon, eggs, and cheese for dinner.
So again, like,
or like hamburgers for breakfast.
This is where we're alike, but different. I think those things. I just don't say them to people. I just don't. I don't share those thoughts.
Why is that?
With other people.
Why is that?
I don't know, man. I filter everything. Like, I think Patrice O'Neal did a whole bit about like men being incapable of telling the truth because we don't have that. Like, he's like, truth is the thing that's in your gut coming straight up and out of your mouth with no interruption.
Okay.
Like, with men, it's always going to stop somewhere first, get edited a little bit,
process through a filter,
process through a filter, and because you
who
don't
was
want
it, Tracy who
Patrice O'Neal. You don't want the you don't want real man truth, because it's harsh, and it's I just had an incident recently that reminded me of my harsh man truth, and maybe one of the reasons why I'm divorced now. I used to tell my ex-wife that, you know, when she talked to me, like, I felt like RoboCop. Like, I had the visor on, and the words the words were coming out of her mouth, and I was identifying.
Enemy hostile.
I was identifying, like, irrelevant, not the point.
Valid.
Meaningless detail. Like, I'm like, get to the point of the story. And, yeah, that was man truth. That just came out. That was just, like, that was how I was feeling, and I didn't edit it. I thought about editing it, and I thought maybe she needs to hear this directly from the source, and I gave it to her. And, that's pretty fucked up. But that's how I feel about people. When I feel like, if you tell me a story, if we're having a conversation, if you're telling me something, every story has a point, and I expect you to know how to get there. So if we're meandering,
the presumption is that communication is something that we are all aware of and able to do. And I am counting on you to follow through with my presumption.
On you. I'm counting on you to get us there.
Oh, no. Why are you letting me down? Wait a minute. Where are you going? So on and so forth. I'm going to throw that so on and so forth in here a few times.
But I see. But how would that play if I just started actually telling people, like, I need you to, like, where's this going? What are you asking me? What information are you trying to get? Can you distill this down to a sentence?
How would that go?
Yeah.
So I've been that guy, J-Dot. I've been that guy that says, listen, in a total of 7 words or less, explain what you're trying to say.
Yeah. How does it play?
In a total of 5 words or less, ask me what you're trying to ask me. How does it play? It makes people stop, think, and give me 7 words or less, or 5 words or less. But I'm not doing it out of assholeness. I'm doing it out of, like, direct calm. It's simple, right? Let's take out the lights, so on and so forth, because there's no need for it. So on and so forth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So on and so forth. What we need to do is, like, you know, figure out how to, you know, like, kind of.
How do you know? Like,
so on and so forth, right?
Guys, yada, yada, it's, yada.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Like, I think somebody broke that down to me one day, like, in treatment. They were like, say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. What song is that? Do you know that song?
You know, that sounds like white people music. I feel like I know the artist. I've heard the song, but I couldn't tell you who it was.
Bro, that's your best friend, bro. He was hanging out with fucking Chappelle all the time. Okay. Who is that white guy?
It sounds like you may be trying to describe Justin Timberlake or something. I don't know.
John Mayer, bro.
John Mayer, okay.
Hey, he's
they do hang
he's
out.
He's something better than Timberlake.
They do hang out. He's got a bad rep. He did some things. I can't even remember
Mayer?
What he did.
Mayer or Timberlake?
Mayer. I can't even remember what he did. He got canceled a while back. I don't even remember why. Like, but I guess you've noticed that John Mayer is not really as present as he used to be.
He hasn't been since back then so far. Okay, it says 27, John Mayer, whose new album, Search, Bad Boy, somehow, bad version, sexually, racially charged Playboy interview? What?
Yeah, I don't know. He did something.
Like
that. That's how bad cancel culture is. Like, there are people that are canceled, and I even maybe agree with it. Like, I haven't been like, bring back John Mayer. I've been like, you know, fuck John Mayer. I don't even remember what he said, but I just know that the feeling was, fuck John Mayer, and I've just held on to the feeling, whether or not I can remember the incident or not. It's kind of fucked up, but it's what I do. That's my problem, man. And I had that problem when I would be going to, like, counseling. That's me saying, like. See, you hear me saying, like, a bunch of times, man?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I had that problem when I was going to counseling with my... I'm bringing up my ex-wife a lot, but, you know, whatever.
It's relevant.
It's relevant. We would be sitting in there, and, you know, and she would have, like, the documented, like, the dates and what I said and what she said and, you know, with everything that, you know, I had done to her. And when it came to, like, me trying to talk about the things that I felt like she had done to me, all I had was feelings. All I had was, I remember feeling like this. I can't remember what you did. I can't remember what the situation
right.
is.
Right. I was left with the sentiment. I can't tell you
this
the details.
This is what I was left with that day. But I don't even remember what happened. And so, yeah, that's my problem. So with cancel culture, there's a couple of people I've probably canceled in my mind, and I don't even remember why. I just know that I have, and I hold on to the sentiment. I'm a sentimental type of motherfucker.
It's like you closed the door and left the door with that painting on it.
I close doors. I'm like the Stringer Bell of emotions. That's it. Wire reference for the Wire. The Stringer always had a thing with doors needing to be closed. And yeah, it was probably closed doors that killed him in the end. But I do deep Stringer. References, man. Stringer Bell. The Wire, Idris Elba. British actor.
You don't got to tell me who Idris is, bro. That's my homeboy, man. Me and him used to hang out, as a matter of fact.
True story?
Hey, so on and so forth, bro. Real news.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. You know. So here's the thing about that, right? Here's the thing about that. My kids always ask me questions like, do you know who this singer is? And I'm like, oh, no, they were asking me about a wrestler. I can't remember who it was. I was like, yeah, me and her used to date when I was in kindergarten back in Colorado. Well, what's your real name? Well, I can't tell you guys that. She's a professional wrestler. You know, like, and I'll get them believing it. Of course, I'm not just like keeping them under the assumption that I'm being serious. But hey, what was that Stringer movie about? What's that about? What's the name of the movie?
It was a show, The Wire, on HBO. But yeah, now you've led such an interesting life that when you say stuff like that to me, it feels like it's plausible. It's plausible.
It is.
You know.
Let me tell you about that one time down in Los Angeles in Hollywood where I got a chance to hang out with Paul Wall.
All right.
He was like, my boys upstairs, downside, they from Texas, dim dum love, whoop, whoop, whoop. That boy was fucked up. I thought I was fucked up. Paul Wall was fucked up that night. That's a true story.
Sitting sideways.
That boy was sitting sideways, leaning like a light switch. He was sitting in a daze, like a drunk bitch.
I'm picking up some new slang.
Leaning, so on and so forth.
Leaning like a light switch.
Leaning like a light switch. That's old though.
I got. It's going on.
I've
the
been
shirt.
Holding on to that one.
Can I steal it?
Nuh-uh, no, that's on my shirt already.
All right. So here's a question for you. This is
here's an answer.
This is how random this conversation is going to be. I asked this question on
Twitter.
Is this
determination of bad and evil, or are we not there yet?
I think we'll get
back to that.
I think we decided to do the same thing, and that's sort of kind of how we are. Sort of, kinda.
Okay.
So I think I should rename the episode "Sort of Kinda." I don't know.
Sort of kinda, so on and so forth.
So on and so forth. Yeah. But
so on and so forth, like sort of kinda.
But I posed this question on Twitter the other day. So there is a phrase. There are two phrases that have become a part of my vernacular, and I know that they are not mine. I know I got them.
You know, you borrowed them.
I know I borrowed. I know it was something I heard, and over time I adopted. I even know where I heard it, and the circumstance in which I heard it. I just cannot remember the name of the person to give them the credit for it. But it's a dope enough two phrases that I want to make shirts out of it. But I don't know if it's that.
Let's hear them.
So basically, something good. What I've been using it for these days, for an attractive young lady post a thirst trap on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, I respond, Father, we thank you every time.
For those of y'all that just heard that noise, that was my hand contacting my forehead, Father, like Homer Simpson. Dope.
Okay. Every time. Father, we thank you. And then when you see some nonsense, you know, you see some craziness, it's Father, we need you.
So, okay.
I want to take it, and I want to do something with them. And then I have to find a way to put it on a shirt where that it you get the humor. You don't. It doesn't seem like a religious thing. Like,
you know, if you were to take a picture of a post.
Yeah. And they put Father, we thank you.
That's it.
But then I got to
kind of like
I got to
get
permission.
The Lord is my shepherd; He knows what I need. Hey, Mrs. Carter, you know what I mean? Like if you put a picture of Mrs. Carter on there, right? And you said, "The Lord is my shepherd; He knows what I need." Like you would get it.
Yeah. But now we're definitely getting into stuff that I can't like steal.
You talking about that one?
The picture.
Oh no! But you can make your own.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of work.
Come on, Jared. Come on, J Doc. Come on, Flan Flanagan. We handling mannequins.
Who is this Jared person you keep talking about?
I don't know who that is. His name is Jared. I've never met him before.
Jared would be the historically accurate
J Reed
pronunciation.
That sounds like a comedian's name, J Reed.
I'd be interested to hear from the few people who listen to this show how differently my personality comes across, having, because I know I change when people are around me.
Well, of course.
I'm pretty sure
there's something to interact with.
This is a different version of me than they hear on normal episodes. I wonder what the deltas are, what the differences are.
The deltas. Are you using that as a representative for the D, representing the differences?
The differences, yes, the deltas.
You just pulled my wig back.
I mean, that's.
I don't even think that was needed. I don't appreciate that.
It wasn't needed. It was completely. It was a flex. That was 100%
flex. That was an unadulterated flex, bro.
That was 100% flex. It's an IT thing. We talk about the deltas.
Sit back. Yeah. Sit back. We talk. Be about humble.
Troubleshooting 101 for anybody in IT. Did it ever?
Hey, what else?
Did it ever work? When was the last time
it worked? Did it ever work? Yeah. When was the last time it worked?
When was the last time it worked?
Has this piece of equipment ever been previously paired with this piece of equipment? Yeah, so. If so, at what point did the pairing stop? Right. What happened prior to that? Was there an update on the software?
Right. So those are the questions. You're trying to find out, did it ever work? When was the last time it worked? And then what are the deltas between the time that it did work and the time that it stopped working?
We never threw deltas out there where I was at. But then again, I wasn't there for a long time. But that's the kind of shit that would be out there. Like that would be like day one conversation, deltas.
I'm glad that they're teaching people to troubleshoot that way, because I run into a lot of folks that don't understand, like, that's how to solve a problem, or that is step one of solving a problem.
Asking questions? Interrogating?
Or sometimes some people are asking you to fix something that never worked to begin with. So if you start off with, did it ever work, you might end the fucking conversation right there. No, it didn't. Well, maybe it wasn't designed to while you're asking for this. Maybe we need to find you a whole different solution. You're asking something to do something it's not designed to do. I'm venting because this is the shit I have to deal with.
You sound a little bit offended, bro.
I'm very offended.
That's not even happening today.
It's part of my disease, man.
To delta that bullshit. It's been a while.
Does anybody else do that? They get into a story in their head and start feeling emotionally about the fictional story that they've created in their head.
Does anybody else do that?
Yeah.
Tell me that. You mean get agitated on the thoughts of the melodrama that I'm playing in my mind?
Right. You're making up a story. You know, you may be extrapolating information. You feel like you're extrapolating information and making predictions based upon information that you have. But now you're so far down the line in those predictions that you're really in fantasy land. But you feel a certain kind of way. Now you have real, actual feelings about a fictional situation.
Yeah. So most things that we believe are fictional. Our memory isn't real.
Here comes the
metaphysics. Our memory isn't real, bro. We draw a whole lot of color. We put a whole lot of tint and hues on the stories that we believe in our minds and that we remember.
The Mandela effect?
No, not that, but just the way the brain works. Like, factually, a factual event, like the car accident that took place, minor changes in the actual details of the story will take place within the human's brain to the point where they remember it as they now remember it.
But I'm talking more
it's psychology.
I'm talking more like this. This is something I do, right? If I'm walking down the street and somebody is walking toward me, in the time it takes us to get, you know, closer to one another, I have created a whole backstory for you. I know who you are, what you may be thinking of me, whether or not you're a threat or not. And now I'm in this world that doesn't really exist. You're just a person down the street. I don't know any of this stuff to be fact. But now I feel a certain way about these facts that I've created. I do it all the time.
I'm gonna need you to sit down.
There are things that
I'm
people
need you
do,
to call me and sit down.
There are things that people do that will immediately red flags for me.
Like what?
I can't stand people who walk and don't swing their arms. If you can walk without swinging your arms, that is unnatural to me.
Unnatural.
And something is wrong with you. Something is very, very wrong with you.
Is this too much noise? Sorry.
We're gonna run with it.
I got to stay hydrated. I just pee in my thing.
That's a reminder to anybody listening. Go drink some
water.
Yeah,
drink water. Stay hydrated, you dry ass noodles.
And Mayu water, I'm still waiting on the picture. If y'all send me the picture, I swear, I will promote you every day, all day, and you will have a prominent place in my apartment.
So I created a Twitter account back when I started doing this music stuff, right?
Yeah.
The Alexander MF stuff, and I don't like Twitter. Not only that, but I created an Instagram. I just don't like Instagram. You were talking to me last night when we were doing the live podcast about feeling the need for like self-promotion to be something that you don't like to do. And I get it. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm on track with that. But damn, like when there's so many places and then each one of them has its own like algorithmic specific functionalities for the overall root of the tree of TWS or Alexander MF, right? It's like, fuck this.
Hey, man, do it for the algorithm.
But you know what, though? I think I did. You know what I think I did?
What?
I think I just said, fuck this.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I want to. When you get a case, when you get a case of the fits, sometimes those fits last a long time. And I got a case of the fits, and I just ain't been back on. Let me see what my last tweet was.
Hey, no.
How do I check my own tweet? Tweet, tweet, tweet.
I'm not that kind of IT guy.
Tweet, tweet,
I'm not that. I can't answer like.
You know how to use Twitter.
Vague and obscure questions.
You know how to use Twitter.
I do know how profile. To use Twitter. Yeah, I use it. I use it quite often.
All my last tweeters were from Reverb Nation. Me applying for stuff with music.
I've been tweeting a lot recently, and mostly for the algorithm. I believe I've been taught that the algorithm is important, and to stay relevant, you have to appease the algorithm. And I'm working very hard at doing so.
My last real tweet was January the 18th. It says, "Rise and grind. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you got to keep moving forward." Martin Luther King.
I stay away from the inspirational shit.
You know, I don't know that Twitter's the place for that.
I don't believe I am the place for that. I don't believe I am the platform for that. I will tell you about me, and I'll tell you about what I may have learned in that day about myself. But I try to stay away from that. I am trying to encourage people to let crazy die. I am really trying to. It does bother me to like get up every day and get on Twitter because I have to, and then see like all of these tweets complaining about something that somebody said, or it's like we make people a celebrity and then we get mad at them for being a celebrity. It's like you gave it to them. You could easily take it away by just stop talking about them. Like if you never talked about that person again, they wouldn't be famous and they wouldn't be relevant enough for you to talk about. You gave it to them. You created their fame. Yeah. Or the algorithm did, one of the two. But
it's funny that you're saying that, 'cause I was just having the same conversation with you last night.
Yeah.
About is it really worth it? Why put the negativity into the atmosphere?
Be the light.
Right, be the light.
These are all shirts on my website, by the way.
What's the website name?
Whatistws.com. One word.
What does TWS stand for?
All right. We'll tell the story again. So, short story. It originally stood for that white shit. This show was supposed to be about much more cultural exchange. There were some white members of the White Pants Society when it was founded, and it wasn't called the White Pants Society.
What was it called?
That white shit.
And that white shit.
Yeah, the discussions were going to be based on. It was going to start.
That white shit.
Yeah, it was going to start with me asking questions about weird white shit that I didn't understand, and then those people being able to respond with answers, and then questions about things about me or my culture that they didn't understand, and that was supposed to be the crux of the show. I actually registered the domain name that white
shit.
For that white shit. And then realized that that's not marketable, or felt like it wasn't marketable, felt like you wouldn't be able to get advertisers with that.
You know it is now, right?
I know it is. Yeah, somebody made a show titled something very similar. It was an actual like YouTube show. I don't know if it was that white shit or what's up with that white shit or something like that. It was very fucking similar. I do feel bad at like second guessing my own instincts, and I won't do it again. So yeah, so to summarize the story, TWS became the White Pants Society as a way to rebrand the initials of that white shit, and now it trends as a porn site.
It does, because people like the idea of fat asses and white pants.
I don't even know if they have to be fat asses and white pants from the sites that I've seen. They just got to be asses and pants.
Let me get into an incognito browser.
That's that white shit. They don't even have to be fat asses. They just got to be asses and pants.
White pants porn?
I don't want to tell you what to Google on that. Like, nah, bro. We're not having that kind of conversation.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
I don't even want to know.
Those aren't even white pants.
Hey, people, do not Google what he just Googled. I'm not even going to repeat it.
Cause you don't want to click on the seventh link.
Jesus Christ. I took the Lord's name in vain. I apologize.
People what are saying, God, we need you.
Father, we need you.
All right, let me get out of here real quick.
Yeah, you do
that's
that.
A little bit too much going on. I want to call my wife now.
So are you married? Married? Or can I ask that question?
You can't ask me shit. I'm eating my nuts right now.
You're eating your nuts. You eating your nuts going to white pants sites. All right, you know, whatever.
What kind of nuts are these?
I'm not. They're Brazil nuts. Hey, you want
funny what kind, what kind of, get real granular.
They raw Brazil nuts. Are they salted?
Hey, what else?
Salted
what
or
else
unsalted?
Can you guarantee?
The freshness guarantee. Are they salted or unsalted?
Man, they're raw.
Raw.
There ain't nothing going on with this, but Brazil nuts.
Funny story. So
wait a minute. Hell
this is,
yeah!
This is about Brazil nuts, man. I got to tell this before we.
I was answering your question about my wife.
Oh, you are married. Okay.
But go ahead. Tell me about your nuts.
Well, congratulations. I didn't know. Like, I feel a little offended right now, but we're going to come back to that.
What you mean you feel a little offended right now?
I know you was engaged. I didn't know you were married. I didn't know it happened. I ain't getting invited.
Oh, it hasn't. We have a date. You're invited. Don't worry. We haven't got there yet.
Okay. All right. I'm confused.
Dang,
anyway.
Dude. Back to 7721.
Back to Brazil nuts.
7721.
You've seen a Brazil nut in the shell, right?
I will right now.
Okay. Go look up a Brazil nut because it's important for the story. If everybody listening, if you don't know what a Brazil nut looks like, inside
oh yeah, yeah,
the show,
I know exactly. What you're saying. Wow, this tastes horrible compared to the ones I used to get in the holiday packs.
Let me make sure I'm looking at the right nut. That don't sound right.
They look like the forehead. Yeah, you're looking at the right nut. That looks like the forehead of the dude back on Star Trek, Star Wars, the TV show, Star Trek.
Yeah,
what was right. his name?
Worf.
Yeah, Worf. That looks like Worf's forehead.
Yeah. So, my grandmother is it?
Just two Brazil.
Sorry, my grandmother, older Southern black lady, no longer with us. Love you, Mama White. Miss you. But you know what they? Do you know what they? Yeah, Mama White. I come from a long line of whites. That's my family name.
And Flanagan.
Flanagan is
what was your middle name
some,
again?
Some slave owner shit. White. I got my mother gave me her maiden name as my middle right, name right. so that okay. I could drop the Flanagan if I ever wanted to.
I fucking love you, bro. All right.
I have the keep whitest going. Name in history. But yeah, Brazil nuts. She used to basically, long story short, it's already been a long story. She called them nigger toes.
Wait, whoa. What?
Nigger toes.
Nigger toes.
Nigger toes. In the shell.
Brazil nut shell. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Nigga toes.
look. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Like, Brazil nuts.
I can see this is the episode I'm going to get canceled for. I've done a lot. I made a joke about beans and grills, and I did the whole nigga toes story. This is the one. I always wonder where it's going to end. This is it. The algorithm is going to turn. Either the algorithm is going to work in my favor. I said something so stupid that people are going to complain about it by sharing it with other people, or they're going to continue to give me the crickets they've been giving me so far.
Hey, I met this really cool chick. Mm-hmm. Her name is Mind Your Motherfucking Business. Don't talk to me about my relationships no more, J Dot.
My bad.
No, I'm just messing.
My bad,
but yeah,
fam.
I got to do something real quick because I'm 36 years old. And I've never been in this place, but I think I found my lady for my life.
I'm 39 years old. What are you trying to say? I'm damn near 40. I can't believe it. I took a matcha shot this morning. So I'm amped up. Shout out to Tenzo Matcha. I'm trying to get some average, you know, y'all can sponsor me too. Y'all can send a check. I'll talk about you all day. This is day two of my matcha experience. And my second matcha shot, and I do feel like I have far more energy, and it's not the jittery coffee energy. This is my commercial for you guys. It's not the jittery coffee energy. It's a sustained, energetic, calm, focused kind of energy. That's where I'm at right now.
Right there in that place.
Right there in that pocket.
Same spot.
Nah. Do we got anything important or relevant to talk about, or are we just going to continue the randomness?
I thought we were talking about important, relevant things this whole time.
No, we just talking. We bullshitting. We just having a...
How long we been running?
We about 35 in. I don't know. I'm not going to see. I'm not going to do my Chef Elise thing this week because I'm moving. Yeah. So hopefully I get to like video caller or something Easter Sunday so I can participate in Easter. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
You know, Easter's a good time. I don't know anything about it, but I know that it's a good time for family.
My mother is very.
I think family's cool. I think family's really cool. On the cool, I think the idea of like COVID-19 and a lot of other things that have happened have like shut down the nation and globally the world in some really drastic way. But in the meantime, I feel like it's given people the ability to come closer.
You want to know what COVID-19 has done for me?
What's that?
COVID-19 made it so that a lot of businesses had to find ways to do business without meeting in person.
So that gave you the opportunity to do what?
I have social anxiety. I don't like, if I have to speak to you or I have to go someplace to see you, I probably won't. And because of COVID-19 and telemedicine, I've been seeing a psychiatrist like every week, 2 weeks. I'm back on my meds. These are things that I probably wouldn't have done if it involved me having to go to somebody's office. But because I can wake up, hop on my computer, turn on the camera, have a quick conversation, it's helped my mental health, strangely enough.
Has it?
Yeah. Strangely enough. I'm vaccinated.
You took that?
Yeah. Johnson & Johnson. Straight one
shot. Good for you, man.
One shot deal.
Good for you.
Not doing it.
Good for you. Oh, you didn't do it or you did?
No, I'm saying, are you not doing it? I'm asking you.
Oh, I mean, I don't got to worry about that right now.
I have no idea what that means. You're very good at those answers that, like, give no information.
What do you mean? That was the answer.
No, that you gave an answer that just engenders more questions. Like,
what are we talking about gender for? See what I did there?
I see the deflection. I see the deflection. We'll move on to another topic.
Ask me the question again. Ask me the question again.
What? Which one? See, that? This is what you do. You get us so far in the weeds. You get us so far in the weeds that I'm so lost.
Did I get my injections?
Are you planning to? Have you gotten them or are you planning to?
I'm going to repeat the same thing. I don't have to worry about that right now. It's not anything that's relevant to my life. I'm not working at a healthcare facility that requires me to do it. I'm not leaving my house. I'm personally not concerned about getting the vaccination. I have no one telling me that it's a necessity or I will be evicted from the nation. Right? You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Or from my employer or from my school. Because there are places where I am required to have certain shots in order to participate with the goings on around those locations, you know, like schools, universities, colleges, employers. But I'm schooling from a distance. I'm not working at a hospital. I am not incarcerated right now. Thank God by the grace. If I was locked up, they may just be like shooting me up without a choice.
Surprise. Yes.
Surprise. Are we surprised that I'm not locked up? Or are we surprised that they're doing that to the people?
No, be surprised you're not locked up. It was a joke. It was a jokey joke from my homie.
You got me on that one. Okay. No, but seriously, hit me with that surprise one more time. See, I'm not locked
surprise
up right now.
Yes.
That's the truth. Yes. And thank God I'm not. I'll tell you something, Jared. There's nothing that I hate more than being in a fucking incarcerated position. I don't like being in a jail. I don't like being in a county. I don't like any of that. I don't like the feeling of being in those places. That was the most surreal the first time it happened. That was the most surreal I'd ever realized life. Like, I am in a place where they're going to feed me, right? And I'm with a whole bunch of dudes that I get to talk shit with, right? And if I don't got enough food, I'll trade some food for some food. You know what I mean? And just wait till commissary hits. I'm good. I got me honey buns. Yeah. Or I get me my ramens, right? And my day is lined up. They're going to bring me breakfast at this time, lunch at this time, dinner at this time. They will take me to recreation 3 times a week at these times. When I'm at recreations, I can expect to do this. All it does is create a regimen life. But it doesn't create any reformation. It doesn't create any change. It doesn't do anything to stop the recidivism of the people returning back to those spots.
Recidivism.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit the button.
Nah, you sound like idea when I start talking about IT stuff. But this is far more a reason to get emotional. But yeah.
I mean, seriously, bro, I can't fucking stand being in those places, dog. And it's so horrible because you meet some really cool people. You meet some real genuine people there. You know what I'm saying? And you meet some real scary people there too.
No, I only did. Well, I guess there was the time I got when I first got arrested. I actually got sent upstairs. I don't know how long I was upstairs the first time, and then I violated probation, so I did a weekend, which is really only like 36 hours. You know, you check in late Friday, you get out real early Sunday. But yeah, there were reasons I didn't want to go to jail before. And those reasons have changed. Like, the things I was afraid of, I'm not sure are as prevalent as I believe they were. But there are other things. Mm-hmm. I have way too much social anxiety to be in jail. I'm bougie. I'm very bougie. I'm a picky eater. I couldn't survive.
You could survive. And that's the thing. Once you're there, you'll realize, wow, I can survive.
I say I'm trying not to ever come to that realization.
That's the realization you never want to come to. That's the realization that I had. Yeah. I said, wow, I can manage this, which made me feel like, wow, it's not so bad to go out there and fuck it up again.
Yeah, I think I need to maintain a healthy fear of prison or jail, whatever, incarceration.
I've never made it to prison yet. The closest that I got was federal holding, but that wasn't a prison yet. You know what I mean? Yeah, fuck jail, fuck county, fuck city, fuck not having freedoms.
Funny story. I'm going to keep doing that. Funny story is another one of my favorite phrases.
Tell me about it.
But you know, I live in a sober house, and I'm moving out tomorrow, actually. But we used to have fun with it. Like, when we were interviewing people, one of the questions we would ask is about that. And the way you have to do it, like we interview people, so you know how we interview people sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
It's a pretty intimate setting. And if you're sitting right next to them, like you get through all the questions, like, you know, what's your drug of choice? What's your relapse triggers? You know, got a crazy girlfriend, somebody could be looking for you, all that kind of shit. And when it gets to the point where things have relaxed and it feels a little informal, that's when you lean over and be like, you ever been to prison?
You ever been to prison, bro? Do you have any sexual aggravated charges? Or any arsenal charges? Yeah. Arsenal?
You've been locked up with another man.
Arson. Arson. Right. You've been locked up with another man.
We now have to ask the question. I probably shouldn't say it, but we asked the question about communicable diseases. I didn't know that was a question we needed to ask until we had an incident.
That's got to be new on the Oxford print, because that wasn't anything that I'd ever had educated towards me from the upper echelon of Oxford.
I mean, when you live in close quarters and in certain situations, share a room and a bathroom with people, it's not a reason.
Do you have any of the ABCs that may sit on the toilet that may affect me?
All right. It's not a reason to deny someone, but it is something the house of needs to be aware of.
Awareness. Yeah, absolutely. And it should be in the good conscience of the individual to beforehand make such things possibly noted.
But I talk about this a lot, like, because the situation we had is somebody not saying it because they believed that, you know, it was going to be a deterrent to them getting in. And I talk about this in other situations, like, there's certain things that we have such an outrage about that we prevent people from being able to get help with them because they can't admit that, you know, they have certain thoughts, or they can't admit that they have certain conditions, because just the admission, you know, that you think these things automatically makes you evil, pariah. Everybody wants to wish you the worst. And we got to open it up for people to be able to admit things, say things. I mean, in the height of my addiction, it was far easier. It seemed far more comfortable to have my friends believe I had a drinking problem than to tell my friends I was suffering from depression.
Like, keep going.
Like, one seemed to carry more of a stigma than the other, weirdly enough. Like, saying I was depressed, you know,
was easier than saying I got a problem with drugs?
No.
Or alcohol?
Saying I had a problem with alcohol was like, we can deal with that. Are you depressed?
Yeah.
You know? get over it. Stop crying. What you doing? What's wrong with you? You know what I mean?
Sure. I've been going through a thought process recently about seeking treatment for potential depression, because I've been offered the opportunity 2 years ago before we met, when I talked to you on the phone, and I was like, Jared Flanagan, that dude is black.
I thought you were black for sure. I thought you was black for sure, Emma.
When you told me your name, I was like, that is a brother right there. But his name says otherwise, and he's got his business voice on right now.
You always called me leaving work. Sorry.
I probably did.
That's the vape voice.
Yeah, that's...
You always called me on my way out of work.
Yeah. Well, so I had the opportunity then to start on some medications. We went sidetracked. Because I thought to myself, maybe there might be some underlying issues that haven't been treated. And I can't say that maybe there's still not, but I do know that for the meantime where I'm at, like, I need to stay let go of what I've let go of, substances, first. Allow that balancing act to take place over the next months, 2 months, 3 months, then take a step out to determine whether or not I want to get back onto Lexapro or whatever else Wellbutrin they tried.
Yeah, I'm doing Wellbutrin.
Because maybe
right
there's
now.
A need for it.
I'm doing Wellbutrin right now and some anti-anxiety meds and a mood stabilizer.
So forth and so on.
Yeah, but even in that conversation, like even once I accepted the fact that I suffer from depression and it's a real condition and it's not, you know, you're not just sad, you know, you don't just need to get over it. You might need some help with that. You might need some chemical help with that. Recently, my diagnosis changed from major depression to, I think, bipolar 2. And that was another moment where I had to, like, accept something. Like, to me, it was, I had come to grips with being depressed, but bipolar was a whole other thing. Like, people, you know, you hear the word bipolar thrown out around people for, you know, about people as an insult, as a derogatory statement. Like, I was like, damn, I'll be depressed, but I don't want to be bipolar. Like, sitting like, I was angry at the diagnosis, But again, we talked last night
normal to feel that way.
We talked last night about, like, the first step in plotting a course to where you want to go being...
Determining where you are,
being honest with yourself about where you are. And so now knowing that about myself, I'm more conscious of things that happen. But I've had some manic episodes, some hypermanic episodes. I don't experience mania.
Can I interject, side note, off subject? Sometimes I catch things and I want to respond with a cold solace shoulder, like, all right. Right? Like, sometimes somebody will say something and I'll just be like, oh, okay. Cool. Right? Oh, okay. Cool. And then from that point on, keep it in that oh, okay, cool mentality. But that oh, okay, cool mentality ain't really like what would be preferred by the other person, parties, employers, blah, 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 involved in that those situations. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Again, very
expectations.
Much like, yeah. I have a problem with that. I have a problem. If I get the inclination that you are doing something to get a specific response from me, then I am going to deny. I will give you every response but that one. So if I think you're trying to make me emotional, or you're asking me something or saying something to me in an attempt to get me angry or upset or whatever, then that's when you get, okay, appreciate that. Thanks for the information. I appreciate you calling and letting me know.
Or I appreciate you really finally keeping it clear.
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty. I know that what they want is fuck you say to me. But I'm not going to give you that. I think right now, like I talked to you last night about, like, whether or not I had been a rageaholic at some point, because there seem to be a lot of people just afraid to, like, engage me on a certain level, or afraid to say things to me. And Alex, you know me, man. You know me. One, mm-hmm. I'm not an imposing physical figure. Like, I'm average height at best. You know,
you're scary, dude.
Fairly slim. What am I going to do to you? And I am a very genuine and nice person.
You look like a serial killer.
And my name scary. Is my name is Jared White Flanagan. Like, what's scary about that?
Not a goddamn thing. Well, that's kind of scary too, bro.
It's kind of scary.
With the tonal disposition when you communicate. You almost walk without moving your arms. Type stuff, right?
I like that.
And your name is Jared White Flanagan. That's like Jeffrey Dahmer type shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know.
You see yourself through your own lens, like me, man. Like, maybe I might be more aggressive to the world than I think I am in my own mind.
So my attempt at
Jared, am I aggressive?
Yes. Yes, facts. We used to have this conversation. I'll share some inside information with you. So another roommate of ours would have conversations with me about the way I treated him and me not seeming to be as social with him as I was with you. And I told him flat out.
Like, he didn't give me a choice.
Yeah, MF don't give you a choice. Like, he don't, you know, you don't have an option whether or not you're going to socialize with him or not. He's showing up. He's coming to your room. He's going to be there every morning. He's going to say, I love you every day. You got to choose whether or not how you're going to respond. But you're not going to get the option to not. You can't avoid this. Like, that's not an option. Like, with you, if I stay in my room and you stay in your room, we ain't gonna never speak. But with MF, he coming. He coming at some point.
Tap, 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 rapidy, rap, rap. Yeah, what's up? At some point, he coming through.
Yeah. You good? Hey, you good, bro? Hey. You good, bro?
What's going on, man? What you got going on?
So, yeah, you're aggressive in that sense. And I admire that in a certain environment. I think if you were in my shoes doing the podcast that I do, it would be far more successful.
I don't understand what you mean by that. Let me hear that.
I think you're way better at engaging people. You have a confidence about what you produce and your art form, and so you don't have an issue talking with people about it or promoting it. You know, I see, like, when you do something, you post it everywhere. When I do something, I'm like, I don't know if I want them to see this, or I don't know if I feel good about them seeing this.
I don't know. I think that's garbage what you just said, because I see you posting on the same places that I post plus some.
Nah, I don't know. Hey,
you twatter chatting over there.
Twatter chatting sounds real suggestive.
I know what it sounds
bro.
Like.
Okay, all right.
I know what it sounds like. It sounds like King Kong just fucked Godzilla.
Hey, fuck Tinder. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, plus you probably post your shit on Tinder. What you... Oh, my God. Mind blown. I should start a Tinder account. Just for podcast and music material, dog.
Fuck Tinder.
I don't know, man. I don't use Tinder.
I don't either. Anymore.
Tell me about you yet. No, I don't. I don't either. Now I don't, at least.
As of today.
You put on your Michael Jackson voice when you said that.
That's ludicrous. That's ludicrous.
Yeah. No, that's ludicrous. Why would I do that?
Why would you say that?
It's funny.
We got it.
Was that you I was talking to about Mike?
We can have a conversation about Mike.
Okay. And how he hates how he hated Cisco.
I'm getting canceled one way or another. This is a true story?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx was talking about it. Jamie Foxx was actually writing and producing and starring in a movie where he was playing. Have you heard about this?
I haven't heard about this.
Jamie Foxx, what's the guy's name that we were talking about?
Are we talking about Michael Jackson, right?
Nah.
Mike Tyson.
That's ludicrous.
Oh.
Tyson.
Tyson. I thought we were talking about Michael Jackson. I didn't know Mike Tyson hated Cisco either.
June 8th, 2017. Nope, that's not it. Jamie Foxx, Mike Tyson movie release date.
Yeah, I think they've
Mike
changed
Tyson
it.
Mike biopic has been rumored for years, but it now appears to be in the works. Here's everything we can expect from Jamie Foxx.
It sounds like they've changed it to a series. It's not going to be a movie. It's going to be like a mini series.
I got you. Well, Jamie Foxx was talking about how... Oh! Jamie Foxx said he was at a club in the hood, right? In Chicago, I think. And he just got done ripping one up, and everybody was rah, ha, 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 ha. He was like, "All right, guys, here's my joke. I got a joke about Mike Tyson. All right, you ready?" And the whole crowd said, nobody made no more noise, and it was quiet. Good 30 seconds past 45 seconds, and somebody in the audience screamed, "Mike Tyson is here right now!" From off in the back. And Jamie was like, "Oh, okay. Stay quiet for a minute," and back in the background said, "He said, tell the joke." So he did. Everybody laughed and it got quiet. "He said he liked it." Right? So that's how the story opened up. That's how Jamie opened up this conversation about Mike Tyson. But then he said, "I had no idea that like Mike Tyson didn't like Cisco." So it was after one of his daughters died. There was a party at the house, at Mike's house. His first daughter when she died. And he said, like, Cisco was there. And he was like, "Cisco, get away from me. I don't even like you, Cisco. You just annoy me." Right? God! And he was being aggressive to Cisco for nothing. And then somebody else, a fan, came up and tried to take a picture. And he was like, "You guys are just trying to catch me. This is just entrapment. I don't know what you're doing, but I don't want to take a picture." And, you know, the reason I'm this up is going back to the conversation about bipolar, about depression, about chemical dependency issues, about substance abuse. We are not, Jared, you and I are not the only ones.
True facts.
There is a world of us just like us.
Yeah.
And some people's fall has been hard and highly publicized and still mocked till this day. There are people that haven't been able to make it out of the joke regarding their psychological struggles. Think about Britney Spears.
Facts.
What about Murphy? She died, right? Brittany Murphy,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. And we're probably, I can't say we're one of the few, but I can't, because I don't know what the numbers look like, but I can say that we are privileged to be able to go through our plights as gracefully as we are. Gracefully by the eyes that watch, and by our own hearts and interpretations of what we're going through and our own minds. You know what I'm saying?
Father, we thank you.
Father, we thank you. That's right. See, think about this though. Like Brittany is in a position where everybody around her has a narrative to her story. So wherever she goes, she can't break that. They make her believe. We have the liberty right now where we get to create our own pictures. We have a liberty right now where we get to take the pen and make what we want, you know, as a story to happen. And I don't know, man.
But I very much want my story to be as honest and truthful and factual as possible. A lot of my issue came from, like, living inside my head and feeling like, even with people around me, that nobody knew me. Because I was not authentic with anyone. I was, you know, I was hiding something, or I was trying to be who I thought they needed me or wanted me to be in that moment, and that nobody around me, my closest friends, did not know me. And so regardless of who I was around, I felt alone. So these days I try to live in the open as much, maybe too much, but I would tell you everything about me, you know, without hesitation. And, you know, and this way I know the people that are around me are, you know, maybe somewhat more legit. They know who I am. I feel known a little bit more than usual these days.
I think that we got to make it through some things before it can be just publicized conversation. I think some things have to be like faced and mounted with a resolution found, enacted, or found and planned towards enacting before some things can just come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we talked last night about, like, you know, what works for some may not work for others.
And, right.
I think for me, talking about it publicly is a part of the process. Because once I get to the point, if I can tell you about it, it doesn't hold the same weight over me that it did when I'm trying to keep it a secret. You know, I get to let go of some of the shame or something that I may have behind. And the shame was probably the thing that was killing me the most. And if I can joke about it, if I can not only talk about it, but make a joke about it, now I get to replace the hurt that I will feel bringing up that incident with humor. There are things I laugh about. It's the sickest thing in the world to me, but like, I have told so many jokes and stories about that suicide attempt Like that, it's crazy. But I talk about it now, and it's like damn near one of the funniest things in the world to me. I talk about the death picture downstairs, and you know the whole, you know, it's not an emotional moment for me to relive that stuff now. I almost see the humor in it, and I see how it can help other people. I see the mm-hmm. parts of the story I can use to explain to people, you know, that there's a way out, or that I see the road that you're going down. Like what you're saying sounds a lot like stuff I was thinking right before this happened. I'm trying to prevent you from, I'm trying to, mm-hmm. you know, what do you call it? Play the tape forward for you before you get there.
I think I just found Isaiah's big brother, bro.
Is it the State Farm guy?
His name is Jonathan Tyrone Kitchens.
Jonathan Tyrone Kitchens. I'm going to tell him.
Take a look at this picture.
I got mistaken for Isaiah the other day.
Take a look at that picture.
Could be.
Bro. That's his older brother.
All right, we pulling up on...
When's your move date?
Tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I'm looking forward to this.
You believe we're pulling up? You believe we're pulling up on a what?
No, we are pulling up on an hour. We think we just crossed the hour mark.
How do you feel about everything that we've done here today?
Good conversation as usual. The flow, you know, we talk about bullshit, we talk about real shit. I still don't know who's bad and who's evil. Maybe we're good.
I think you're Beevil, and I think I'm Ead.
You're gonna keep that going with the whole Brenner and all. You're just gonna,
what's up? Why we gotta do anything different?
You're gonna keep that common, you know, combining words thing going. All right, you know.
Why we gotta do that?
Whatever makes you, whatever. That, if you like it, I love it.
Why we gotta make fun about it? Let me find something.
You like it, I love
you
it.
You love it, I like it. Hold on. Alexander, MF, and J-Dot Flanagan. Handling mannequins while mumble rap rambling. About how they ain't handling. Everybody's acting like standing them. Eating up toucan salmon. I'm showing them you love handlings. And your pork cracklings whacking them like whack-a-mole jabbing. Inside the canyon walls banging like jamming them. I just had to throw that out there.
All right, so officially you M. I'll take Royce. I'll be Royce.
Already. I think that just handled that.
I think that just
that was not. That was not the plan.
I'll take Royce.
That was not the plan.
But yeah, man, anything else you want to hit the folks with before we check out?
Yeah. Make a plan of action for your life and try your best to stick to it. And if you're having a hard time making a plan of action for your life, think about the people in your life that are important. Count them as your baseline for your next move. And do what you're going to do based off of what they would prefer you to be doing. That would be like good orderly direction. That would be like taking God's will into your hand versus you doing your own thing. Allow another person's vision for your life to be a vision for your life if you don't have one.
And if you can't do it for them, do it for the algorithm.
Do it for the algorithm. Yep. How do we do that? It was a real moment, J-Dot, and you just flopped it up.
I got to inject some sort of levity in every situation. When things get heavy, you know how I get. No, I get that.
Yeah. But, so, have you guys ever heard of a guy by the name of Angus Young?
No, sir.
How about Bon Scott?
No, sir. Are these authors?
How about Malcolm Young?
Sounds familiar, but couldn't tell you anything about him.
Well, I want you to go on ahead and hit that track, because those are a few of the members of AC/DC.
AC/DC. All right, so before we do the AC/DC, I learned some people's names today. I got to do my usual calls to action. Anything you got going on you want to direct folks to?
I want positive waves of energy. I want prayers. I want support. Send your shit my way. Okay. School is starting for me again on the 5th. I am cleaned up and sobered up off the narcotics for 6 or 7 days now, and I just want to keep going that way. I want that willingness to stay willing, to keep willing, and to, you know, make sure that I don't do the next wrong thing, but the next right thing. And that's about it right now. Like, family's important to me, and I'm trying my best to focus on them and use them as my next step.
It's good to hear.
That's it. I don't got nothing else. I don't got no music. I don't got nothing else happening for podcasts. I'm just trying to realign my mind and my spirit and my body. And then we'll see what happens from there. Maybe I won't do any more music, and maybe I won't podcast, and maybe I'll just go ride my mountain bike around the cities. Or maybe I'll just, you know, barbecue and be a dad.
Nothing wrong with that. Proud of
Ain't
you,
nothing
man.
Wrong with that.
Proud of you, man. Well, send your positive vibes to MF. Send your dollars to whatistws.com.
Don't forget, you can send your dollars to Alexander MF too at Alexander MF on Facebook. Just look it up. Alexander MF, no spaces. Just, and go and look up Alexander MF on Anchor Podcast. You can find me on, this is a shameless self-promotion shit. Spotify,
this is the part
YouTube,
of the show we're in.
Yeah, Spotify, YouTube. Where else? Oh, Google Play.
Google Podcast.
Do they still Google? Google Podcast. There's a whole bunch of podcast places, but go and look up Alexander MF. I have no idea.
Anywhere you find dope fat podcasts, you'll find Alexander MF.
Yeah, wherever you find dope fat podcasts, you'll find my Alexander MF. I have no idea.
Same for What Is TWS and Define Functional. Please check out all three. If you like what you hear, subscribe, leave a review. If you don't like what you hear, you don't got to subscribe, but leave a review anyway.
Either
Tell us
way.
What you don't like. Constructive criticism is always cool. I'll hate you for life, but it's okay. If you're looking to get MF is getting his mind, body, spirit, you know, in alignment. If you're looking to get your nutrition and your fitness in alignment, Zaya Fitness on Instagram, ZAYAH Fitness. He can be your guru. He can get your food right, your athleticism right. He's a dope cat. Very disciplined, very into what he's doing, and he can help you get there too. ZAYAH Fitness on Instagram. If you're looking for ways to be impactful, if you feel like you got your shit together and you're looking for ways to be of service and to help your brother, ttcharities.org, Tavares Taylor Charities. Please check out the website. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, even a repost, a like, a retweet. All of that helps. But if you're looking for ways to be impactful in times like these, where, you know, it seems like we need to put our mark on the world in any way that we can, ttcharities.org is a great place to start. Again, merch on whatistws.com. I got the For the Algorithm shirts. I'm going to make that a thing, I promise. Got some of that. What did we threw a bunch of catchphrases out there today. We did the Be the Light. I did the For the Algorithm. I don't know. I share because I care. I got mad shirts out there. Hats, mugs, wall art. You name it, I got it. If you want it, I got it. I ain't got it, I'm going to get it too. Getting while the getting. Yeah.
Getting while the getting's good.
There you go. Appreciate
it. Kick the tires and light some fires.
All right. But with that being said, until we speak again, be safe, be the light, and be easy. We're going to rock out with this AC/DC. Appreciate y'all. Holla.
It's TNT right here. See me ride out of the sunset. On what? And roll blues right here. If you know what this I is mean. Also the scene where I'm Iron Man and I'm troubleshooting in my Women cave right. And I shoot it and it shoots me up against the ceiling. But for you guys that don't know, I just want y'all to know that I am TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. I'll win the fight. TNT. Love y'all. Good night. What is TWS, Alexander MF, and J. Dot Flanagan?
Cutting you off. Cutting you off. Cutting you off.